from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my old wretched soul. And oh, yeah, and look at what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. For after he saved my soul, he turned around and called and chosen my earthen vessel as an instrument to carry his holy name. And before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt also love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Yahweh, our Father, who are in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the grace of God, which you gave us in your Son, through the faith, that we were crucified with him. I pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all of those that are hid in Christ Jesus say, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible says that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. And as always, I must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. For we can do nothing separate from him. And oh yeah, I give thanks this morning for the few of you that are tuned in. For the Bible tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen. And what a wonderful time to be dead and our life hid with Christ in God. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful God who we serve. He woke us up this morning. Well, I don't think either one of us deserved him waking us up, but he is good. Oh, praise his holy name. And as usual, if you have your Bibles this morning the Holy Spirit once again will make an attempt to bring you out of the darkness of religion, asking you to rest in this great light, this glorious gospel of the kingdom. And this morning in Genesis chapter 7, the Spirit of the Lord will try to draw us into this resting place. Genesis chapter 7, verse 1, and it says, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed of life upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of the waters upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy, holy name. The Spirit of the Lord revealed unto us that Jesus Christ, our hope of glory, will bring the bride of Christ, his church, out of this old wretched evil world, similar to the way he brought Israel out of Egypt. There will be great judgment on his adversaries, and he will bring us out with a high hand of praise in his glory. And there would not be one lame or sick among us. Oh, hallelujah. There will be 7 years of a great outpouring of his Holy Spirit all over the world with signs and wonders that eyes have not seen, nor minds imagined. Then the rapture would take place. Oh, hallelujah, come, Lord Jesus, come. And there will be 7 years of tribulation. In Genesis chapter 41, Joseph's interpretation of Pharaoh's dream of 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine, Joseph, a type of Christ, gathered the grain, the last harvest, into his gardener during the 7 years of plenty. And then in the 7 years of famine, Joseph, a type of Christ, draws his brethren, the Jews, to himself. Oh, hallelujah. And it will take the tribulation to convince the Jews that Jesus is their Messiah. The tribulation is for the Jews. The Bible calls it Jacob's trouble. Not for the church, not for the bride, because we're going to be out of here. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy, holy name. Also, there is a type of this outpouring depicted in Noah and the ark. You see, Yahweh, God, our Father, is calling all to come into Christ in a baptism of death, who he sees as righteous before him, and he is the only one that he sees as righteous before him. The rain represents the final outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And the ark lifting off the ground represents the rapture. The church, his bride, Genesis chapter 7, verse 17, declares, Jesus said, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knock it, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. Luke chapter 12, verse 36 through 37 declares, and you see all who rejects God's call to come into Christ in a baptism of death, the light in this one true gospel will go off into darkness and never be seen again. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, the Spirit of the Lord says, "In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not." They believe not what? They believe that the baptism in Christ Jesus and the death of self there with him on the cross, it's not the way, it's not truth that brings you eternal life. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 10, verse 10 through 12, the Spirit of the Lord says, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie." What lies they believe? They believe that it's another way to the cross other than Jesus Christ and him crucified, that way, that truth, and that life. And it is a delusion that is strong delusion, the Bible says, that is pressed upon them by the Almighty God because they have rejected his beloved Son and this one marvelous way that he came down from heaven to show us the one and only escape from hell. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, the Spirit of the Lord says, "For if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the whole world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly." You see, my friends, the point of the story of Noah is that God will judge sin. And the good news about the Lord our God is the deliverance from sin and salvation to all who trust in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You see, Noah preached for 120 years. He also had great faith. He was a hearer and a doer. Noah was a preacher of righteousness because he preached only what the Lord told him to preach. You see, Noah didn't have another gospel of his own, money coming, yeah, all that stuff, them clowns trying to peddle. He preached what the Lord told him to preach. In verse 5 of that 7th chapter of Genesis says, "And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him." Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. And it wasn't preaching only what God told him to preach that then the revelation or instructions the wisdom to build an ark was given unto him, and then Noah and his family came into the ark and was saved. Oh, hallelujah. And it was only after preaching all the Lord commanded us to preach that we was given the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified, and we were able to come into Jesus Christ, and now by grace, through this one Lord, one faith, one baptism, we are saved, blessed, praise be to his holy, holy name. You see, Jesus walked the earth for 40 days after the resurrection, showing infallible proofs of him being alive before he ascended into heaven. Acts chapter 1, verse 3 declares. You see, we believe the dead in Christ will do the same. Before the rapture of the church, we believe that our family members that died in Christ, we will see them again right here before we take out. They too, as Jesus, for 40 days will be a witness to many about this glorious gospel of the kingdom. Oh, praise his holy, holy name. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 14 through 15, the Spirit of the Lord said, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Christ will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them which are asleep." Oh, we serve an awesome God. Job said that he knows that his Redeemer lives, and that even though worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. See, Jesus walking on earth 40 days after his resurrection was an example for us. For if we follow Christ and die with him on the cross by the faith and a baptism of death, we would also ascend into heaven. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not going to church, not religion, not rituals or rites, not bringing your preacher or pork chops or chicken wings, not faith in anything but our death with Jesus Christ on the cross. You see, my friends, we're wicked. Under the law of sin and death, we're wicked. We're sinners. And we're no good. Even after we get saved, for only God is good. Even after we get saved, there's no good thing can come out of us. The only good thing can come out of us if Jesus Christ have spoke to you as to what to do, and it's the leading of the Holy Spirit that is doing that work and not you. Therefore, you cannot get the praise and the glory. You cannot profess that you're a mighty man, but you confess that you have decreased and the Holy One in you has increased. He should always get all of the glory unless you've lost your mind. Otherwise, you rob him of his glory, and that's not really wise to do. And it's in the goodness of God, in his goodness, he provided an escape. He delivered us from sin and blessed us with this free gift of salvation. And it is found only in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, each week the Lord reminds us that nobody's in hell right now, but there are millions of people in a place called Hades, a place of torment, having no water, no food, no rest, waiting to be sent to hell at the great white throne judgment, in which a large number of them are lying preachers that preach the wrong gospel, along with their church members, and that remind them every day, you lied to us, you lied to us, you lied to us. Jesus said, every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted shall be rooted up. Jesus said, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Matthew chapter 15, verse 13 through 14 declares. Also, we have been told, those that read their Bibles, of a rich man that is in this horrible place called Hades, where there's no water, no food, and no rest. This rich man rejected the gospel of the kingdom that Lazarus preached to him. You see, since Lazarus didn't have a lot of money and dressed well and drove a big fine Cadillac, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, like most of the lying preachers do, the rich man rejected his teaching because he didn't have on the bling bling. He didn't appear as though he had money or big house. You know, I'm kind of coming at you with something with this one. And many do the same unto me. But my friends, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. For the Lord is good. And all the time, he's good. You see, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. Just a simple man. I'm a messenger, crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. And that way, my friends, is the cross. It's so sad that so many people are being deceived. You know, we're in times where we have some terrible times ahead. The living expenses rising. You go to the grocery store, you pull up to the gas pump, everything is like, wow. And even in this state where folk are just barely making it, you have these clowns still trying to milk them out of what little money they have. Shame on you. Some of these clowns have millions of dollars, but you never hear them offering to give any of it away. But they do constantly whine for more money. Sounds like somebody I heard of before. The only thing is, Jesus doesn't require any money for you to come get in him. See, he gives us this thing free, and we freely give it away. Well, we don't ask for any money, any donations, buying any CDs. We just ask that you examine yourselves. We ask that you just check and see and make sure that you are in Christ. Make sure that you're running after him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Make sure that you're not worshiping these so-called mighty men of God, and that you're not worshiping your religion, that you're hid in him and all is well, as though he feed the birds of the air, clothes them. He will, if you're in Christ, in these troubled times. He will feed and clothe you. In these terrible times, he will keep you if you're hid in Christ. It is the only hiding place. Don't let these people fool you with this foolishness. There's no other gospel. There's only one way. There's only one truth that brings forth this eternal life, and it's found in Christ. And as though Noah trusted and believed in what God said and asked him to do, and only in doing was he appointed the privilege to get into the ark this morning. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The Lord God Almighty has appointed a privilege for you this morning to get in him. All you got to do is just call on him. And oh, yes, he'll answer. And he'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. See, Jesus is just calling you to come on, get in where you fit in. And he'll do the rest. All he wants you to do is just trust and believe only in him. He's a jealous God. And if you know anything about somebody jealous, you don't want to upset him. Because when you do, you got problems. He's a jealous God. But when you trust and believe only in him, he will keep you. He will stand for you and stand before you in the midst of the violent men. He will go out before you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And when the evil come at you, he chased them away seven different ways. Somebody this morning, you can get in. Somebody this morning, it's your time. Somebody this morning, this is what all the trouble has been about. People worrying you. The devil trying to kill you. He saw this day coming. It's all right. Come on in. Get in where you fit. And all you got to do is just accept the sacrifice Jesus paid for you at the cross. Today is the day of salvation. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. And ask Jesus to come into your heart and your life and to rule and reign over your life. And take up your cross and follow him. Well, we're the Three of Us Ministries, and yes, I am Messenger Metric McGillander from Pineville. And oh, yeah, look what the Lord has done. We invite you next week, same place, same time. Invite a friend, tune in. We come to you with this truth, this glorious gospel of the kingdom where Jesus Christ is Lord and where the truth will set you free. And oh, yeah, we know it could be your time to get in where you fit in. We're so grateful. What an honor it is to come and confess him before men. The Bible tells me that when I do this, or you do it, when we confess him before men, he confessed us before the Father, Yahweh, which is in heaven. And since he's the Lord of hosts over all the angels, he confessed us before the angels too. And I'm sitting here right now, the Lord speaking to you, but you can't see that 15, 16-foot angel that's with me. Everywhere I go, they follow. I wonder all the time, do they ride with me when I'm driving, or do they just fly by me, fly with me? Oh, I'm not sure. But anyway, it doesn't matter as long as they're with me. And I know if you trust in Christ Jesus, they are also with you. We love you guys. And Lord's will, we'll be back at you next week, same place, same time, same truth, same love. We love you. I want to stay with you, but I got to go. Love ya. Bye, y'all.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
God had put his spirit on the inside of man, and man knew exactly what God expected. Amen. Somebody said, well, can you back that up? Yes, I can back it up. Praise God. Look at verse 3. Put verse Genesis chapter 6, verse 3 on there. I wanted to put it on the board in the New King James. I mean, not in the New King James, but in King James. I want to read it in the New Living Translation. Look what it says. Praise God. It says, then the Lord said, my spirit will not put up with humans for such a long, I want y'all to underline that word long, long time.